And our first topic is reminders. We're reminding people of what?
Of the things that are scheduled.
Oh.
Hopefully they have picked up a calendar or looked online. The December calendar is sitting on the counter at the library. Mm-hmm. And this Sunday we have story time at 12:30. That's Andrea, so she will be there. So if you have a little time on a weekend or you need a little break, come on over and do story time.
Is that every Sunday? No.
No. It's usually once a month.
Okay. So it's this Sunday at 12:30.
Yep.
And that's for what ages?
That is for basically anyone from kindergarten and younger.
Okay. And moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas can come too?
Aunts, uncles, yeah. All of them.
Very good. Story time Sunday at 12:30. Monday, the Lego Club will meet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. For new listeners, what is the Lego Club?
Anyone who wants to do Legos. I believe that the staff promotes it more for young people, and I always say anyone, because if you're bringing in a 5-year-old to do Legos, I think it's amazing if you can, as an adult, sit on the sidelines and not participate in Legos.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It really
is. I don't think I could do it.
It's like resisting that last brownie, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's on the same level. Absolutely it is. Just don't chew on the Legos.
Has that been tried before? I'm assuming it has.
Well, we want people to be in there old enough to know that this is not,
not
something that you chew on, right?
Right. It might be either end of the stick. It might be a 3-year-old or maybe a 92-year-old. You never know.
It could be. And Andrea is very, very conscientious about separating out the blocks so all the Lego people are on their own space. You can do all kinds of interesting things.
Now, there might be some listeners who have no clue what Legos are. What are Legos?
Oh, my. Legos are building blocks. They're made out of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
They have been around for decades.
Multicolored. Blue, yellow, red.
Right,
green.
The big main 8 color crayon box colors for the basic.
And
but
they hook together, right?
They can be built up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
They have
a little nub on top.
Such a design, right.
Some have 2, some have 4, 6, whatever.
Some are long. Some you can have a
some
whole flat piece as a garden.
Okay.
And there have been purple and there are pink and there are Star Wars and there are pirates and there's everything in between.
What's the biggest Lego thing you've seen created by somebody at Campbell Corner?
Right now we have a Lego display that Andrea has put together and she borrows Legos to, and I mean completed sets of Lego. So we have a great big space rocket in a display case and other very large items.
Hmm.
We often have people come in with their projects and let us know what's going on, but people will get a kit of Legos and build what it shows you how to do with the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they get creative.
This is where the two worlds of Legos go.
Yes.
There are those that have to keep all the pieces with the set so that they only make what is required in the set.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the group that dumps that Lego piece collection into their larger collection. And soon you have a 5-gallon pail with all your Legos.
A melting pot.
Yeah, that would be the Legos my family has.
That's more my style, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So Lego Club meets on Monday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And again, for information, that's for what age group?
I say anyone above chewing age. They
beyond.
Can't, I mean, beyond.
Beyond.
Yes, beyond
infinity.
Where you might put the Lego in your mouth.
All right. If you can't keep that out of your mouth, don't come by.
Right.
Okay. That's Monday. Now, moving on to point 3 within the reminder category. There's tutoring on Mondays and Wednesdays during the school year. Is that right?
That's right.
From 3:30 until 5:30. We've talked about this. The tutoring involves maybe classes you have at the elementary or high school level or college level?
Or college level. And I put it in reminders because school will be done here in a few weeks for the Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
So during that break, from our schools here, there will be no tutoring going on at the library. What we do see is a lot of college students during that break when they're home visiting, you know, mom and dad or grandma and grandpa's aunts and uncles. Yeah. And they need a space to study. Of course, we're still open. Come in and use the library.
Okay.
But there will be no tutoring.
So you might be going to Concordia or St. John's or Morehead State.
Anywhere.
Is it still called that, by the way? No, it's not.
Minnesota State University, Morehead.
But you went to Morehead State.
I did, back in the day. Thank you. Yes, I have a few years behind me.
Yeah, back in the day. So tutoring will end in mid-December at some point.
Yes.
Okay. And again, that's Monday and Wednesdays from 3:30 until 5:30 during the school year. All right. On to point number two, collections. Tell me about that. What's on your menu for collections?
Well, when I am thinking about coming over to Campbell Corner, I like to come up with a theme. Sometimes it doesn't happen. But we have a display in our lobby right now. The Red River Doll Club always puts up a display in December, and they pick an entirely different theme. This is Barbie's 60th birthday this year.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
A contemporary.
Okay, we'll try it here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Barbara. Happy birthday to you. 60 years young.
She is.
Wow.
And the Doll Club has quite a collection of Barbies from the 60 years. And they have them well marked, which is so helpful. The first of this, or the fashion Barbie. And they have Barbie's family and all the different varieties of Barbies.
Yeah.
Tiny and full size and fancy and homemade outfits.
Wow.
So I recommend coming in and seeing their display, which reminded me of how many people collect things. And it's fun when you go visit family to see that. Ask grandma and grandpa what they collected as kids, or maybe they're still collecting.
Yeah.
Or come into the library and find our books. And I thought, well, I know we have some books on like antiques and things like that, but I did just do a really quick look, and in about 30 seconds, I pulled up that we have books on stamps, baseball cards, sports memorabilia, fishing reels, tractors, Disney items, kitchen collectibles, dolls, and of course, antiques. This is without even putting any effort in to see what kind of books we might have on collecting.
Yeah.
So that you know that there's more. And it could be anything, you know, per this list, as big as a tractor, as small as a stamp.
Mm-hmm. This program has been on for 9 years now. And I recall a number of years ago, I think you mentioned your mom collects salt and pepper shakers. Is that right?
Thousands of them.
Yes.
And shelves and shelves and
rooms and rooms.
Far too much dusting as far as I'm concerned. That is my memory of her collection. But a lot of them are connected to special events in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's fun to visit with her about, is this was from their wedding.
Sure.
And this was an anniversary. And this is when she visited someone we no longer have with us. Those are important things that help communicate with other family members.
It's that connection.
Yes, it is.
That link to the past.
That's right.
Okay, that window now at Campbell, when you come in the main doorway there, there's a big alcove, right? A big entryway.
Big lobby. As soon as you walk in.
Okay, it's right at the end of that.
Straight ahead.
Go right ahead, straight ahead, and there it is.
And you'll see all the Barbies.
And who did that window again?
The Red River Doll Club.
How about that? On display right now.
Yep.
Barbie is 60 years young. Let's celebrate. New books. We have 1, 2, 3 of them this week. And book number one is Mama's Last Hug.
Subtitle, Animal Emotions and What They Tell Us About Ourselves. And this is by Frantz DeWall. He's writing about how we can study the emotions between animals.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you stop and think about how we as humans use our emotions. Of course, there's a discussion in it on the philosophy. Are they aware of why they do things? Do they know that they're comforting an animal that's been hurt? When an animal sounds like it's crying to us, are they grieving? Are they sad? I can't say that I'm the scientist that can give you all the answers as to how much an animal is aware of their actions. But I've had a lot of little puppies sit on my lap or my children's laps when they're not feeling well. Now, if that is not a form of compassion, it's a wonderful natural instinct.
I saw a video of a baby laying on the floor, a very small baby, young baby, and the baby's sleeping, and a puppy comes along and sees the baby and very slowly and carefully and gently snuggled up to the baby.
Right.
By the baby's head.
Mm-hmm.
Natural. Mama's Last Hug. And book number two.
It's a nice square book. It's probably about a foot square.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in black and white.
Right.
And there's a reason for that. This is about Baltimore lives. And it's a photography collection. It's the portraits of John Clark Maiden. Now, Baltimore has been in the news for a variety of reasons.
Some not very good.
Not very good. But that does not mean that every person who lives in Baltimore is bad.
Mm-hmm.
In any way does that mean that.
Right.
These pictures are so wonderful. There are some who are sad. But that's life. Life gives us sadness. It gives us joy. It helps us look at the future or the past. There are some really touching photographs in here of children. And he's walked around the city and encountered different lives from Baltimore. The reason I think this is such a great book is I like the idea of sometimes stepping out of what we're used to and looking at environments and people we may not run into here. And
totally
this
different.
Man is definitely a professional.
I could see that. So, he's good.
Yep.
All right, book three?
This one I think is going to be one that you really like.
Uh-oh.
Spooked.
What? Spooked?
With an exclamation point.
Is that about Halloween? No.
How a radio broadcast and the War of the Worlds sparked the 1938 invasion of America.
Mr. Orson Welles.
Yes, this is by Gail Jaro.
I think we have a clip of that, by the way. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, I would love
to
hear it.
Okay, we'll squeeze it in here.
Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, and they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us.
Wasn't that exciting?
I think it's great.
From way back when.
And I have listened to the entire recording. I happened to be driving the first time, and they made... I don't know, they took 10, 15 minutes to explain in advance that this is a recording.
Yeah.
We're going to repeat this.
Right.
And it was so exciting because I knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But to not have known and to have tuned in the middle of this, that would have been life-changing at that point, really, truly.
And that was high-tech back then, too.
Yes, it was.
The radio was the thing.
And well done.
Still done. Yeah, you bet. All right. Spooked.
So, and it is something that comes up in our history.
And who's
it's
the author?
Part of who we are.
Gail
Jaro.
Jaro. Or as my Uncle Orly Thorson would say, Jaro.
Jaro.
You don't pronounce the J or the T.
Well, you do pronounce the J. It's just a Y sound.
Like Yulstead or Johansson. Yeah, exactly. Well, three more prime examples of new books at Campbell, and they're arriving basically every day.
Every day. This time of year, we give a lot of thanks to every delivery person who walks in the door, because we know they're working really, really hard. We have a new mail carrier at the library, and we're making a big deal out of it.
Good.
We want those people to be happy to come in to the front door with our boxes.
All right. We've talked about Sunday story time this Sunday at 12:30, Monday's Lego Club Day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, tutoring Mondays and Wednesdays from 3:30 until 5:30 during the school year. That's ending soon.
Right.
For the year, resuming after New Year's. And check out the big display, Barbie's 60th birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Barbie. And our new books, too. Very good. To find out more about this wonderful facility, what can folks do?
They could call at 218-773-9121. Go to the website at egflibrary.org. Or come and visit us right across the street from the fire department and Sherlock Park.